In the headlines, education officials have had their feet held to the fire by parents as students enrolled at the Ontrapo Secondary School on the subject of mold infestation at the institution. President of the St. Lucia Teachers Union, Mr. Julian Monrose, has announced the position of the union not to allow members to operate at the Ontrapo Secondary School. And the West Indies 50-over competition continued yesterday with matches in St. Kitts and Trinidad. Details coming up.
Support to raise funds for women living with breast cancer. Make a donation to Faces of Cancer at the cash register when you shop at Massey stores, starting at $1 up to $200. Massey stores will match the funds raised. This is all done to benefit
organizations like us, cancer survivors like me.
And together, we can make a difference. Terms and conditions apply.
I just looked at the insurance for the house and realized that you put the stated value to be less than half of what the realtor says it's worth.
Yeah, I did that on purpose to keep the premium down.
But you do realize that if anything happens, we could only build back half of the house, right?
Bye. Don't insure half your home. Being underinsured is as bad as not being insured. Get a certified appraiser to assess your property and make sure you insure it at the correct rebuild value. Hon, what are you doing with a tape measure?
I'm checking to see where you're going to sleep in your half a house.
Natural Insurances. Fast, fair, and always there.
Picking the right tile can be confusing. Where do you go to get expert advice and a wide range of tiles at low prices? The Tile Gallery. That's where. The new home for classy and unique tiles for any room and outdoor area. Find it all when you visit the Tile Gallery at Home Depot, Wadawash. The Tile Gallery, affordable style.
And now with the details of the news, I am Kiba Talium. Education officials have had their feet held to the fire by parents of students enrolled at the Ontrapo Secondary School on the subject of mold infestation at the institution. The Ministry of Education yesterday announced the inclusion of the Ontrapo Secondary School to the list of institutions marked for closure until November 11th, joining the Bocage and Sir Ira Simmons Secondary Schools. Expressing dissatisfaction at the multitude of temporary closures at the institution, as well as demanding transparency from officials at the Ministry of Education, parents yesterday hosted a protest at the Ontrapo Secondary School. Mr. Martin Augustine, parent to a first form student, addressed members of the media, outlining the frustrations of parents and the decision taken to withdraw their students from the institution.
The DEO of District 3 addressed us. In the middle of her address, parents started becoming very irritated because they felt that they have been disrespected, the children have been disrespected, and also the teachers have been disrespected. We came to the conclusion as parents that enough is enough. A lot of the things that are happening in the schools need not to happen. And we have come to the decision to withdraw our children from the school until the problem is not just remedied, but it is done to our satisfaction and to the satisfaction of the teachers. We want to ask the question, why is the contractor who did the job kept in secrecy? Why? Because it's our taxpayers' money that is paying for it. How can we not get the opportunity to know how our money is being spent?
Mr. Augustine also presented a list of questions presented by individuals gathered to be addressed by the Ministry of Education.
Also, we want to ask the question, Where is the final report that this, when they stated that no mold is present, even in the initial stages, they said there was mold present at the facility? The other question we want to ask, and we're asking this question directly to the ministry or the minister of education, or we want to tell them, we need a second opinion. So no matter who they use, we need a second opinion. We are not accepting mouth talk or one-page letter talk. Okay? I think the DEO tried yesterday, but she was not successful at all in representing the ministry and her work at all. Because we left there aggravated, we left there upset. If a company did the remedial work, why now there is no evidence of mold at the school when they said there was mold? So right now, what are we to believe? Who are we to believe? We need the evidence. We need them to talk to us. Okay? And I just want to say, I have realized that what we are doing now, some of us close our businesses. We are here. Some people are late for work. We are here. We are not just doing it for our children. We are doing it for St. Lucia.
The impassioned parent continued his comments, demanding action from policymakers in bringing resolution to the issue once and for all.
I want to say clearly and frankly, a lot of people say it is political. Who make the policies? Who set the policies and guidelines? It is the politicians. Every single decision we make in our life, we decided to come here today. We had to pay the bus. Who decides the price of gas? It's the government, it's the politicians. So every single aspect of our life involves politics. And I also want to say, that if our children, if it has gotten to that point in St. Lucia, where our children now have to be going on protests, teachers have to be going on protests, parents are on protest. What a shame it has become. What a shame it has become. When we can boast that we have horses, okay? We have horses. And we'll be having a horse race. I have nothing against it. But what I am saying, it is said that horse race is the game of kings. I just want to say to the government, what if you're treating the kings that way? What about the princes and princesses of St. Lucia? If you would only give the princes and princesses of St. Lucia half the attention you're giving to the horses, we would be a better nation.
Parent of a first form student at the Entrepôt Secondary School, Mr. Martin Augustine. Meanwhile, President of the St. Lucia Teachers Union, Mr. Julian Monroe, is addressing the ongoing issue at the embattled institution, stated that while issues of mold infestation are presently at the forefront of discussions, the conditions at the institution are not new.
We have had a situation of asbestos over the years with mold, etc. And for several years, the ministry has promised that it will give the Entrepôt, make the Entrepôt Secondary School a priority and give the school a new wing. As you know, some parts of that building was since building 1972. Of late, we have had a situation of teachers and students falling sick on a daily basis. We've tried to encourage the ministry to do what is necessary to ensure that teachers' health and children's health are protected. The ministry seemed to want to do just some piecemeal work at the school because the ministry is more interested in school continuing than in protecting the health of people. Now, what sense does it make? If you have children well educated, but in the productive years, they cannot work, they become a burden onto their parents and the state. We need to educate them, but we also have to protect their health so that when they become adults, they can work and produce and take care of themselves.
Noting the position of the teachers' union not to allow members to operate at the institution, Mr. Monroe expressed the necessity for providing a safe and healthy educational environment, responding to questions on the evidence presented that remedial works executed were efficiently done. Mr. Monroe noted that further information needs to be provided.
If you tested the police and a proper report was given, the ministry should do the correct thing. Share the report with us so we can know exactly what the teachers and students were exposed to. They must show us the evidence that the recommendations in that report were carried out, and they must show us the evidence of the posters. So you came in after much complaints, you came in, you tested, you did remedial work. We have to see the results of the posters. We cannot just take your word for it. And we have even asked them to have a meeting with the teachers, bring in the experts, so that the experts can answer all the questions that the teachers have. This is health, you know. And in a country like St. Lucia, where healthcare is in a very poor state, you couldn't expect teachers to subject themselves to a situation where they just go by the word of a ministry official saying the school is okay, or you give me a one-pager. I don't know what was wrong in the first place. I don't know what you have done. In fact, after they said they did the first set of work, the teachers discovered some areas that were even worse. In fact, the work that they did seemed to have aggravated the situation.
Mr. Monroe also emphasized the need for a proactive approach to resolving infrastructural issues at national institutions.
Our problem with the ministry is the ministry in 2019 has not seen the need to have a proper maintenance plan for schools. What they do is now you have Entrepo where children are falling sick, teachers are falling sick. They run there and they do a quick job and they wait for the next school that will complain. We as a union, we have said to the Ministry of Education, no, you must have a proper plan. The Ministry of Education right now should be going to every school, assessing every school, testing every school, and be proactive. Don't wait until people are falling sick. Don't wait until people are dying to do something.
President of the St. Lucia Teachers Union, Mr. Julian Monrose. The West Indies 50-over competition continued yesterday with matches in St. Kitts and Trinidad in a series of spirited matchups. With a roundup of the action, here is Joseph Fred Sperrero.
Well, at Bastia, Barbados had a very good win over Jamaica. Barbados managed to put together 265. Young Curtin got 55. Mayors, who played for the Windwards, got 52. Nurse had a cameo, 38 of 21 balls with 3 fours and 3 sixes. McCarthy had a 4 for 41 and bowled well. Jamaica in reply only got 190. McCarthy, 95, that earned him the man of the match. Holder had 3 for 47 and Nurse backed up well with 4 for 24. In Trinidad, we had a situation where the emerging players played Guyana. The emerging players 189 for 8 with Justin Graves of Barbadian playing with the youngsters getting 55. Carto de Vincentian got 37, St. Clair got 34, beaten back in the Guyana side, 2 for 36 off 8, for Mal 3 for 34 off 10. Guyana struggled, 189 for 8, with Savory getting 70 of 163 balls. He was slow, but he batted long. Barrow 34 and Foo 28 saw the Guyanese home. Harding, the Barbadian fast bowler, took 4 for 35. And Drake's 2 for 32. And the Windwards, they were easily beaten by Trinidad and Tobago. Windwards got 238. It wasn't good enough. Young Maloney for Vincentia got 56, with Hodge 57, the Dominican. And we had a situation where Stewart got 31, the young Grenadian, at 26. Tan 2 for 38, Otley 2 for 34. Trinidad in a breeze, 239 for 2. So Lozana 102. Undefeated, Bravo 115, and they would got 239 for 2. There is more cricket, of course, today in St. Lucia, with India playing the West Indies women at 6 o'clock this evening, and tomorrow it will be at 1:30 start. Over the weekend, I think basically the Cricket Association are hoping for a large turnout, and the Football Association is hoping that footballers and the wider community will come to watch Dom Republic against St. Lucia in a Nations Cup starting on the 17th.
That was Joseph Rides Ferreira. U.S. President Donald Trump has been presented with a cease and desist letter by a legal professional representing a whistleblower who triggered the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. According to the BBC, in the letter, Andrew Bakage writes that Mr. Trump's rhetoric and activity place his client and family in physical danger. Following the release of the whistleblower report, Mr. Trump has repeatedly attacked the unnamed individual. However, the individual's identity has been fiercely guarded. The individual filed a whistleblower report in August expressing concern over a call a month earlier between Mr. Trump and his Ukrainian counterpart, Volodymyr Zelensky, in which Mr. Trump asked Mr. Zelensky to launch an investigation into Joe Biden, now a Democratic front runner for the U.S. presidential election. In the letter sent to White House counsel, Mr. Bakage cites multiple examples of the president's fixation on the identity of the whistleblower in his comments to the media, at rallies, and on Twitter. The missive forms part of the U.S. president's legal troubles as a New York judge recently ordered Mr. Trump to pay $2 million for misusing funds from his charity to finance his 2016 political campaign. We apologize at this time for the unavailability of the regional news developments typically brought to you at this time with the kind compliments of Tire Zone.
Getting brand new quality tires and rims for your vehicles have never been so easy. Tire Zone in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout sells tires for motorcycles for as low as $180. What? But that's not all. Tire Zone also stock tires for all types of vehicles, including 13-inch for as low as $99, 14-inch starting from $150. 15-inch starting at $185, 16-inch for as low as $195, and 17-inch starting from only $200. Why buy used tires when you can get quality brand new tires for such low prices at Tire Zone? Visit us in the blue building next to the VG Roundabout or call 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Again, 452-1313, 486-4459 or 724-5996. Email us at TireZone.slu@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram.
To end the news, a recap of the headlines. Education officials have had their feet held to the fire by parents of students enrolled at the Entrepot Secondary School on the subject of mold infestation at the institution. President of the St. Lucia Teachers Union, Mr. Julian Monrose, has expressed the necessity for providing health and safe teaching environments. And the West Indies 50-over competition continued yesterday with matches in St. Kitts and Trinidad. This has been the Midday News Edition. I'm Kiba Talliam. Good afternoon.